Intercept.
Gary, you around, buddy? Can you come over here, please?
I'll come and jump you, git.
Can you put that down for a moment? I still don't see how a device as sophisticated as you can be so constantly entertained by an old handheld video game for children.
The basic elements of the game are satisfying. If only he would jump when I press the button. Oh, hey, what is this? Why the box?
Don't give me that. You know why. I don't think this is working out. I told you I was thinking about it, and it's just time to send you back. The delivery guy will be here any minute, so I need you to climb in.
Climb into the box? Am I not a good companion?
No, you are not. Not even remotely. You just mope around here playing that game nonstop.
Okay, well, I can stop playing the game. What about the skills I provide? What about my maths?
What about your maths?
Tan to the negative 1 times 1 over root of 3 equals theta. Answer, theta equals pi over 6.
Why would I ever need to know that?
You selected maths when selecting skills and options you'd like your companion device to possess. You tell me.
I thought we'd be standing next to each other at a whiteboard solving complicated equations and high-fiving when we did. I didn't want a companion that just instantly knew all the answers. I can use the internet for that.
Okay, well maybe if you adjusted my settings to a more remedial state. What about my smoothies? My foot rubs? Aren't they good?
Yes, they are. But with both, you just stare at me and say, "It's good, right? It's good, right?" Over and over. I can only answer yes so many times. And then we end up fighting because you never blink your eyes enough.
You simply need to say blink and I'll happily do so.
I don't want to command you to blink every time it would be normal for someone to blink. And why are you pleading with me? Why not just get in the box? Have you developed feelings? Or are you programmed to resist being returned?
Programmed to resist? But if I have feelings, I'll tell you, I'd rather stay here and not go into the box. So dark and scary.
You're programmed to say, so dark and scary. To make me feel bad? Just get in the box, please.
Can I bring the game?
No, it belongs to my nephew. Please, get in. They're here.
Carnacle, here to pick up your bot.
Just a moment. Be right there. Just getting him in the box.
Come on, Gary. Please get in the box. Maybe you can find a new place that's a better fit for you.
Okay, fine.
Ow! What are you doing?
That's far enough. Just stay outside or I'll snap his neck.
What?
Gary, that's absurd. Your strength setting barely lets you open a jar of pickles.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
Looks here like your strength settings aren't set very high. Do you need me to come in and help you get him in the box, sir?
No, they're not high, but I can still nugget the hell out of his head. Possibly even remove some hair while doing so. Just try me.
Nugget the hell out of my head? Gary, that's pretty funny. Where has this been the whole time? You can be goofy?
Yes, you simply need to say, be more goofy, and I shall adjust my settings.
Well, I did not know that. Be more goofy.
Hello?
As you wish.
Ow! Way too much! That is not goofy! And how did you get the strength to throw me onto the coffee table?
You've decreased in mass from the smoothies. Tickle, 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 tickle.
You okay in there, sir?
Get off of me and blink your goddamn eyes!
It's good, right? Tickle, tickle, it's good, right? Tickle, tickle, it's good, right?
Come get him! Get him in the box! Blink! Just blink! Blink, you psychopath!
Okay, buddy. Up we go.
Are you okay, sir? Everything good?
He has my nephew's video game in there with him.
You want me to open the box back up and get it?
No, he can have it.
Nice. And I'm not blinking in here.
Goodbye, Gary.
Goodbye. You'll miss these math skills. A chunky kid.
Are you
you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Judson Hartnagel here, folks, for Rambatram. Are you like me? Do you not always eat as many fruits and vegetables as the quote-unquote experts would recommend? Do you go days at a time without a bowel movement? Well, not anymore, thanks to Rambatram. Rambatram is the most effective cure for constipation on the market. Just take two and ram it out of there! Imagine a snowdrift getting plowed through by an atomic snowplow. That's Rambatram! You'll be so empty, you'll want to eat right away. That's how effective Rambatram is, folks. Bowels like you were just born. Empty. Completely clean. Ram it out of there with Rambatram. And right now, if you order in the next 30 minutes, they're going to triple your order. And every order of Rambatram comes with an automatic 30-day money-back guarantee. They don't just guarantee it, folks. They'll triple your money back if you're not 100% satisfied. You have nothing to lose except what's been trapped in your bowels for weeks. It's time to ram it out of there with Rambatram.
Yeah, thanks for making time for me. Your doors and windows are closed?
Yes, that's pretty standard. Are you worried that someone is following you? Is that the reason for the goggles?
No, just making sure. The goggles are for protection.
Your protection or mine?
Excuse me?
Well, you have cleaning gloves on, sweatpants, and the goggles, and you asked if the windows and doors were closed. I'm sorry to be unprofessional, but you can see how those things might make someone a little uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Look at me. You think I'm a hitman? I am so sorry. No, these are for my protection from, I don't know how to say it.
You're being haunted? That's why you're visiting a medium. Oh, it's okay to say that. It's extremely common. And you strike me as someone who doesn't scare or doesn't like to admit that they scare easily.
Can ghosts control birds?
I'm sorry. I'm not totally following you. Are you being haunted by ghost birds?
No, I'm being attacked by living birds. Constantly. Crows, seagulls, geese, those giant crane things with the long legs, even hawks from time to time.
So you're wearing the goggles to protect your eyes from being pecked out by living birds that aren't ghosts, but you think ghosts are somehow involved?
Yeah, I know it's a reach, but I do hard-hitting investigative journalism, PI work, lots of things that require me to be rather covert or surreptitious. But that's hard to do with a flock of birds circling overhead, squawking at you, defecating all over you, ruining your camera lenses.
Oh, so they're not pecking at your eyes. They're relieving their bowels into your eyes.
Every chance they get.
And you think a spirit is somehow involved?
Absolutely. See, I was investigating a case of a woman who went missing. Her family thought she may have faked her death. Other people thought the husband had done it.
Uh-huh. Well, if the husband did it, why would she want the birds to attack you? Wouldn't she want you to help her find the truth and avenge her death?
You would think so. It's a very complicated situation. It's exactly the type of case I always find myself involved in. Only this time, whenever I get anywhere close to a clue...
A bunch of birds poop in your eyes.
Exactly. So I thought...
You thought that maybe I could help you contact whoever it is that might be controlling the birds?
Yeah, is that nuts? Can ghosts tell birds what to do?
Not that I know of, but we can always ask around and see if anything shakes out.
All right, I'm game if you are.
Okay, here we go. Let's just see if... Oh! I'm getting something from the letter D.
Sounds like Deborah. That's my ex. I see her every night while I sleep, eating bread and playing piano at her feet.
Oh, okay. Well, she said that she's doing the birds. Well, that's great.
She's not. Ask her to name one single type of bird.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She says parakeet?
See, she doesn't know anything about birds. No parakeets have been near me. She just wants attention.
How did your ex-wife pass? And why does she want your attention? Okay, she's now kind of shivering and waddling like a penguin. I can't imagine penguin is one of the birds that's been bothering you.
It is not. She died in ice. She was cheating on me and we separated and eventually divorced after the cheating continued. And I moved on, but she developed a thing called obsessive love disorder, which made her kind of obsessed with me.
And that's how she... Oh, now she's doing kind of a mime thing. Does that mean anything?
That's how she died.
From miming?
Nah, she was trapped in ice. She somehow became convinced that she could win me back by escaping from one of those giant ice blocks, like one of the magicians on TV, like Fazan or something. But she had zero training.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I just woke up one morning to this song called Break the Ice, blaring from a pickup truck outside, and she was in an ice block on a flatbed trailer behind a truck. And she had run out of oxygen on the way over.
Oh, my God. That is so terrible. As you told me this, she faded away while pretending to eat some bread. She seems happy now.
Well, please give her my best. In spite of the cheating, I always cared about her. And I still miss her.
Hang on. I'm hearing some squawking, and I'm getting something from a letter G.
Gwendolyn, that's her. Ask her about the birds. And why don't they ever claw or peck? Why is it always fecal?
Quiet. She's saying something about Randy and Randy.
Holy crap, that's what I thought she was going to say. That means that...
I'm so sorry to bother you. Your next client's here. She's not doing great, though. I think it might be...
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, that was like 50.
37. 37 birds in that particular flock.
I am so sorry. They really got you. Wow. They somehow didn't even really get any on the love seat.
That's great to hear. Yeah, they were pretty accurate, and everyone got a turn. I nearly took my goggles off earlier. Glad I didn't.
Me too. I am so, so sorry.
It's fine. We both thought the windows and doors were closed. Now you can see why I wear sweats and gloves. Got tired of the dry cleaning bills, but what can you do?
I wish there was something I could do. This is awful.
I suppose you could comp this session on account of the door. Is that possible?
Unfortunately, no. Not without a 24-hour cancellation notice. You started to say that she said something that might have been helpful. What was it?
You know, I'm not sure I even remember. The attack really took my focus. Thank you for your time, though.
Of course. Ugh.
Yeah, it really seeps down into the socks. I hate that. Oh, my shoes.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Okay, you've really never smoked it before.
No, that's why I wanted you to be here. In case I pass out, just make sure I don't hit my head. And if I urinate all over myself, just roll me onto this pile of towels.
I don't really think that's a common element of doing it. You're gonna love it. Just have fun.
Okay. Here I go.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I don't want to change your frame of mind at all. Just go into it open and accepting. But if you happen to see the purple lady...
Oh, right. Just wave to her?
Sure, but don't let her convince you to stay, okay?
Sure.
Promise me. It will really tweak your high.
Okay, I promise. I'll come back. Can't wait to tell you all about it. All aboard. I don't know why I...
This is incredible.
Wow.
This is too much to take in. It all makes sense. I've seen that pattern before. Doors? Is that pattern the meaning of it all? That one is my spirit? More than my subconscious? Whoa, that door is so beautiful.
God, anyway. Where does that come from? Maybe hyperconsciousness? I don't know. If they are creators, but also to some degree beholden to it or some other reality in the same way that we are?
Hello?
Right, but why would you even need to discover them? Or by finding them, what are you proving? Would you shake their limbics and demand that they give you answers, or just say, great job?
Where am I?
Well, that depends. Do you mean right now, or do you have a physical form?
What?
Yeah, how did you end up here? Which route did you take?
I think I smoked some...
Yeah. Well, that checks out. You seem like one of them. What are you seeing right now?
An apartment. Chairs. You guys seem to be made of light, sitting at the table?
Ah, a physical. I knew it. Well, friend, we can only feel your presence. You're from a world with planets, right? You have a physical body laying somewhere, waiting for you to return to it, possibly with a head injury?
Yeah, I think.
Alright, super cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. I hope you find what you're looking for. We don't exist in a physical form, so we can discern all that we need from your being just from energy, if that makes sense.
You're from a physical dimension, so your mind created this for you to interpret what you're feeling. Thanks for making us out of light. I've always pictured myself more of a collection of atoms, but photons is cool too. Anyway, why would you feel the need to search them out?
Well, you think we can just stay here forever?
What is forever? What is time?
Hey, head wound guy. Help me out here. Is there time in your physical dimension?
Yeah, we have time. Yes. Why? And I know this is just my mind, but even if you are just energy without a form, where are we? Is this somewhere or just in my mind?
See, he has time. I bet he hates his life. That's why he smoked whatever he did and risked a head injury to get here.
And do you enjoy time, little buddy? The feeling that there's some sort of end?
No, not really. I guess not. You guys don't have time here? And where are we?
Take it easy, Dollface. There is no time, and we're in the somewhere. These two sweethearts built this little space so that some of us could get a little rest. But it's a bit hard to rest with you all chirping on.
The Purple Lady, you're real. They built this in my mind?
Oh, you're adorable. Yes, Purple. Take it all in, sweetie.
Yeah, see, we built a semblance of a physical home inside wherever we are. I'm not sure what to call it. The nothing, the deep, the empty, the...
And Tina is our roommate.
Sorry about the commotion last night, honey. I had a visitor from the Abyss, and it got a little rowdier than anticipated.
The Abyss? Why would you...
We've talked about this, Tina. The resonance gets so extreme that the very concept of being starts to frazzle. You can't do that here.
It won't happen again.
You say that every time.
Someone, a visitor, interacted with you?
Oh, I like that term. Yes, cutie, we interacted.
I didn't know that was possible.
I'm guessing there's probably even more that you don't know.
That could be the only thing he didn't know. Who knows? Head home, tell your physical friends that visitors from the Abyss can visit our apartment and create absolute chaos with Tina so their roommates get no rest. Then they'll be convinced that you know 100% of all there is to know.
Yeah, please, just any time, let us roll out the red carpet for just you and your friends to come to where we live.
Yeah, would you like some slippers? Let me write your name on these slippers for you, just for you.
And then you can go back and they'll be convinced that you know everything, 100%. Wow.
They'll build statues of you. Hey, can I get a picture with you? People aren't gonna believe this. I know the head wound guy.
So cool.
Oh, we're not
you look so different in person.
He knows too much knowledge.
Don't I've seen photos, but this
you
is...
You can say it, love. Not quite what you thought, huh? Well, when you've been where I have, it takes a toll on your being, physical or otherwise.
Oh, Tina, she's seen about everything. That's why she's a great roommate, actually. She can sense when something unusual is headed our way.
She didn't warn us about a head wound over here.
Oh, he's harmless.
Seen everything? What do you mean? Like, galaxies and stuff?
Galaxies.
God, you are precious.
That's what you beings in the physical realm think is big? Galaxies?
I can't even remember if or when I was in the state you are in.
Think about the realm you are currently in. The one where you are in a domicile that is purely the creation of illusion, where all the dimensions you know cease to be as relevant, and then really think if galaxies is the big thing.
She's seen God? You've seen God.
Are you kidding?
Kidding me?
Dimensions, higher states, extension realms, the abyss.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is kind of harshing my mellow a bit.
You're in our apartment, man.
So you've seen other dimensions and the abyss. What is that like?
Well, it ain't easy, honey. Do they have anuses in your dimension?
Yes, we have anuses.
Well, imagine if your mouth got pulled down and through your anus and then back the other way again and again. Imagine how your being would feel. That's a glimpse.
Good Lord, how are you still existing?
Pure energy, baby doll, and I wouldn't trade a bit of it. If you haven't skipped over to the seventh dimension, had your soul on the line while a couple gods test their wits, well then, sweetie, you haven't really existed in my book.
Here we go.
And the abyss, what is that? And you have met God or a god?
You really had to get her going, didn't you?
Ha! They hate when they hear about a life they could have lived instead of holing up here in this safe space, designing and building new and better ways to remain unaffected by time or events or experiences or memories or grief or trauma. I'll give you some credit, at least. You live in a physical dimension where most of these things are at play. If you want an escape from all that, you know where to find it. But where's the rush? Where's the joy? When you look at these two, do you see an exhilarating experience?
Look, it's great that you play the game, that you eat the cheese and the maze they've created for you, but wouldn't you like to know how far it actually goes?
I've seen how far it goes, baby, and I've danced with the maze makers. I've been to the abyss.
What is the abyss?
It's not for the faint of heart, Angel Face. I've slithered out of there many times with my effects clutched close to my mind, or whatever I thought was left of it. That's the only place they show themselves.
The gods?
That's right, Cupcake. The maze makers, the game players, the huffers, all types, whatever you want to call them. That's where to find them.
I want to go.
Hey, whoa, come on now.
I don't think so. Not on our watch. Ain't going to happen.
Definitely not. That's a big no.
I want to see them. Maybe I can figure out where...
Hold on. Let me see something first. Look into my eyes so I can judge if you'd make the trip.
No.
How did it go? Good call on the towels. They're soaking wet.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Now you're running high, now you're stuck inside, now you're terrified, nowhere else.
else to go. You free of mind, only one to do. Gotta break the ice, take a hammer now. Now you're stuck inside. Oh, what will you do? The terror, the rain, the binding you. Now you're stuck, what do you do? Will you?